Then we remain in Durham for the next piece. Walk down the hill to one of the great statues in Durham, really something of a local site overlooking the marketplace there. And this is a statue to the Earl Vane. He was a military commander who was in the Hussar Regiment during the Napoleonic Wars of the early 19th century. And he was fighting against the efforts by Napoleon, Emperor of the French, to create a single European empire. And I took the opportunity to compare and contrast the behaviour of Napoleon and the European Union together with Britain's reaction to it. Here I am in the centre of Durham. Behind me is a statue of Charles Stuart, the Earl Vane, one of the big local landowners here, one of the great fathers of the city. Now, he fought in the Peninsular War under the Duke of Wellington in the early 19th century, who was fighting against Napoleon, the Emperor of the French, who was seeking to impose a single monolithic political structure on Europe. After the war was over and Napoleon had been defeated, our friend here was ambassador first to Prussia and then to Austria, two of the most powerful countries in Europe at the time. And his career's got lessons for us today. Britain then was instrumental in defeating the efforts of Napoleon to impose a single political structure on Europe to squash the rights and independence of different countries. Today, the European Union is similarly seeking to impose a single political structure on the whole of Europe and to subject other countries, crush their laws and push them down so that everything gets harmonised and ruled from Brussels. And that is why it's so important that Britain should leave the European Union. Back then, we had to fight wars to maintain Britain's independence. Now, all we have to do is vote in a referendum. So I'm going to be voting for Britain to leave the European Union. I hope you'll do similarly, so that we can once again, as the Prime Minister of Britain said back in the days of our friend here, Britain has saved herself by her exertions and will, I trust, save Europe by her example. If we leave the European Union, we will not only restore Britain's liberties and freedoms, we will go a long way to helping other countries in Europe achieve exactly the same thing. I think he'd have voted to leave as well.